by the Hunterdon
the
Medical
news
Center.
Is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Was started by Medical Center was started
families,
by families
inside
for
our circle
families.
Of care.
Inside
we offer
our
coordinated
circle of care
for your
we
entire
coordinated
family,
care
led
for your
entire family,
outstanding family medicine
led by
physicians,
our outstanding and family medicine physicians,
Hunterdon health
and specialists.
Your full
Hunterdon
circle
health
of care.
Your
if
full
you need
circle
a physician,
of care.
Call Hunterdon
Medical
physician, Centers.
Physician
call Hunterdon
Medical
Centers
at 1-800-511
at 1-800-511
or visit us on the web
at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Food and Drug Administration announced on Friday that 21 years old requirements of tobacco products has gone into effect immediately. Has gone into effect immediately. Dr. Michael Ong tells Fox News.
I think that age restriction for tobacco sales from 21 is a good step. It's not a sufficient step in terms of what is the leading preventable cause of death.
Emergency crews remain on the scene of an explosion. That injured about a dozen airplane people plant in Wichita, Kansas.
Airplane plant
authorities
in Wichita,
believe a nitrogen
Kansas.
Tank exploded.
Authorities believe
and that caused part of the building to collapse.
And that caused part of the
officials
building
are
to collapse.
Preparing for the big New Year's
officials
Eve celebration
for the big
Times
New
Square.
Year's Eve celebration
today,
in Times Square.
192
today, Cruz
sparkling water for crystals on the ball that will drop at midnight.
On the ball that will drop at midnight.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're not sleeping as good as you should, take a tip from me, Wyatt Cox. Take
go
a tip from me, Wyatt Cox.
Click on the radio listener special. Click on the radio listener special. USA.
And use my
buy
promo
one,
code
one
USA.
Buy one, get one free
on
special
right
on
my pillow
is going on
right
now.
And if you don't like it, you have 60 days to send it back.
And if you don't like it, you have 60 days to send it back.
It's for me.
It's worked for over 2 years.
It's for me. It's worked for over 2 years.
MyPillow.com
radio listener special.
MyPillow.com radio listener special.
And use my promo code USA.
At the American Veterinary
pillow.
Medical Association
the
annual
convention
veterinary
in
medical
Washington,
association
D.C.
annual convention
I spoke with
Washington,
Dr. John Howe, AVMA president
John Howe,
about
One
AVMA
Health.
President
One Health is really
about
a collaboration between One Health is really a collaboration between public health officials, veterinarians, example in Minnesota or state, for example in Minnesota or state, zoonotic veterinarians, rabies, zoonotic disease, animals are sentinels for humans, and animals are sentinels for some infections, humans are sentinels for some infections.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
There's a big buzz about a study about what's called
USA Radio Network's
Chris Barnes
and USA Radio Network.
The study seems to indicate that intermittent fasting can help fight obesity and can help you live longer.
Johns Hopkins University finding that restricting your eating to 6 to 8 hours a day helps regulate glucose, blood pressure, and heart rate. Another approach is so-called 5-2 limit themselves to one moderate sized meals to one moderate sized meal.
In the study, Dr. Mark Mattson says intermittent fasting may be able to help with a number of health issues,
including diabetes, heart disease, including diabetes, heart disease, and many forms of cancer.
Volkswagen says it will build 1 million electric cars 2 years before its milestone by 2025, but announced on Friday that it is on pace to reach that mark by 2023.
This is USA Radio News.
This is USA.
With a recession
news.
Ending, if you've been with a recession off, ending, your business, now is the time to business. Now is the time to
meet
act.
Or beat General
any
Steel
price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and still building of the same size and specifications.
Before steel prices go
act
up,
now.
So call us today for free information.
So call us today for free information.
He won't be impartial. The president's bidding.
but Republicans, including former New Jersey Republicans, Chris including Christie, former New Jersey
are arguing
Governor
about
Christie,
the hypocrisy
are
now,
arguing about the hypocrisy now,
Bill Clinton
was
when
impeached.
Former President
same
Bill
way
Clinton was
that,
impeached.
You know, 20 same years ago, that it was 20 years ago, where it was the exact opposite. That's a real abuse of power. Was to use the power of the Oval Office to use the 20-year-old intern and to do so in the White House, and to do so in the White House. But Democrats didn't see it that way, and they didn't vote that way. Democrats didn't see it that way, and they didn't vote that way.
And former Democratic Vice presidential candidate Biden and former Vice President Trump Biden is blasting administration Trump to implement
over
cuts
his administration's
SNAP program amid the passage
the
of a defense spending
package.
Amid the passage
the
of
former
a defense
VP
spending
tweeted
package.
That Donald Trump
the former
is cutting
VP
food assistance
that Donald
for around
700,000
people, for around
but somehow found $1.4
billion
found
for his sham of a border wall.
For USA Radio News,
border wall.
I'm Tim USA Radio News. I'm Tim.
You're
Bird.
Listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com.
Are you looking
brought
to get
you by
your
the Hunterdon County
the
Chamber of Commerce,
the
voice of business.
The, noise out there today.
The news consider is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Chamber Radio,
Hunterdon Medical Center
WHCR-DB,
was started by families
contact
for
the chamber
families.
Today at
inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare,
you know
your full circle of care. If you need a physician,
Hunterdon
call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Food and Drug Administration announced on Friday that the new legal age requirements of 21 years old for purchasing tobacco products has gone into effect immediately. Dr. Michael Ong tells Fox News.
I think that raising the age restriction for tobacco sales to 21 is a good step. It's not a sufficient step in terms of what is the leading preventable cause of death in the country.
Emergency crews remain on the scene of an explosion that injured about a dozen people at a Beechcraft airplane plant in Wichita, Kansas. Authorities believe a nitrogen tank
don't fear
exploded
technology.
And that caused
it,
part of the building to collapse.
And embrace it.
Officials
the mission of tech today
for the big
is
New
to
Year's
demystify
Eve celebration
technology.
In Times Square.
I'm your host,
today,
Chris
crews
Bianco,
installed
192
sparkling
Blue Panther business
Waterford crystals
every Tuesday
on the
morning from 10 to 11. We will cover
and
new apps, buying
USA
advice,
Radio
technology news, and answer your questions.
If you're not sleeping,
good day, and join me on
tip
Tech Today on Hunterdon Chamber
Radio.com. Click on the Radio Listener Special and use my promo code USA. Buy one get one free special on MyPillow.
And no,
right
it's
now.
The news.
And if you don't like it, you have 60 days to send it back. Try it. You believe it's for me. It's worked for over 2 years, and it'll work for you too. MyPillow.com Radio Listener Special. USA for my pillow premium pillow.
You're listening to Now
at
It's
the American
news.
Veterinary Medical
Derek
Association
Derek.
Annual Convention in Washington, D.C. I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and
welcome to Now
It's
the news. Thank you so much for being here.
For example, in Minnesota, our
tell
state public health
now,
veterinarian
this is
deals
set
with zoonotic diseases, rabies,
we're in the midst
example,
of World War II. Who is Alexei Ivanovich Smirnov?
He is the single spy.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
There's a
big buzz about a study about what's called
Union,
intermittent fasting.
And he is trained
USA
by
Radio
Russian
Network's Chris Barnes
spy.
Has the findings.
He's
the study seems to indicate that intermittent fasting can help fight obesity and can help you live longer. Research out of Johns Hopkins University finding that restricting your eating to 6 to 8 hours a day helps regulate glucose, blood pressure, and heart rate. Another approach is so-called 5-2 intermittent fasting in which people limit themselves to one moderate-sized meal 2 days a
week.
In the study, Dr. Mark Mattson says intermittent fasting may be able to help with a number of health conditions in addition to obesity, including diabetes, heart disease, and many forms of cancer.
Three great leaders of
will build
the allies,
1 million electric cars
in
2 years
place.
Before its goal.
And it really is an
the
opportunity
had hoped
for,
to reach the milestone
some,
by
2025. They met together to plot strategy against
to
the Nazis in Iran, the
this
three of them
USA
together.
Radio
and
with a recession,
I imagine if you had a lot of interesting
your
times
business,
sort of
now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi still has not delivered the articles of impeachment to the Senate, and with the Senate and House out of session until after the first of the year. Don't expect much action next week as well. Senate Democrats like Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal are demanding a fair trial in the Senate.
My hope is
yeah, fantastic. We're speaking with William Christie. He's the author of A Single Spy. Now, we have a lot of interesting circumstances in the world today. We have our own set of intrigues and espionages. We have Russia supposedly trying to hack into the United States, possibly France now, given what we see in the last week. We have all sorts of assumptions about what could be going on to undermine and infiltrate the North Korean regime from outside and prevent them from testing missiles. We have involvement in Syria and the Middle East. I ask you, I mean, this is sent to a degree in the Middle East because it's Iran.
In the White House, is an abuse of power also.
Do you think
but
the possibilities
Democrats didn't see it that way, and they didn't
today.
Vote that way.
I mean, what
Democratic
is the
presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden is blasting President Trump
well,
over his administration's
is always
move
the second,
to implement
the second oldest
in the SNAP program amid the passage of a defense spending
you know,
package.
Even when countries,
the
particularly the Russians,
that
they've always
Trump
played a very, very long
for around 700,000 people,
espionage.
But somehow found $1.4 billion for his sham of a border wall. For USA Radio News,
they were still spying on them. They would spend literally decades, if not a generation, putting agents in place that might come to fruition and might not come to fruition. Whether you're talking about technology, how many people hacking, signals intelligence, whatever, having... Not a lot of people. The Russians have always thought that having a single human spy in the right place in the right time can change the course of history. And it's proven correct from them on a number of occasions, particularly when they acquired the atomic bomb.
And we know also that during the Tehran perhaps I'm thinking of Yalta. I know that during today, the Yalta conference, they had bugged the quarters of FDR radio, and Churchill, so they were certainly engaging
the voice
in
of
some intrigue
contact
there.
The chamber today.
Well, as a matter of fact, British intelligence always thought that the Russians, claiming that there was a German plot to kill the big three,
you're listening to WHCR-DB,
100inchchamberradio.com,
brought to you by
the Soviet Embassy.
Commerce, the voice of business.
Because the U.S. Embassy was at the outskirts of Tehran, and the Soviet and British embassies were literally across the street.
Well, that's interesting. Okay, so
greetings, couchpachinos, across the country, around the world, on the radio and on the internet. I'm Kevin Carr, and you're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies. On today's show, I'm going to be talking about the new films Toy Story 4, Child's Play, and Anna, plus a retro review of the Robin Williams Black Mirror-ish movie, The Final Cut. I'm also
going to
be talking about some news, the trailer park, and the home cinema roundup of the spotlight on the Universal Horror Collection, Volume 1. Featuring Karloff and Lugosi in The Black Cat, The Raven, The Invisible Ray, and Black Friday.
Again,
but first, if you want to get in touch with me, you
we
can email
that
me
they
at
were
FatGuys,
our
FatGuys@TheMovies.com.
The
you can leave me a voicemail at 740-205-6456. That's 740-205-6456. You can find me on the internet at
FatGuys at
the Movies.
So how do you get interested in this sort of thing? We're speaking with William Christie, who's the author of
And if you want to reach out to me on Twitter, I'm at twitter.com/Kevin.
How did you get into this particular line? Are you more of a historian? Are you more of a novelist?
What is happening in your world? I'm
a couple of small news here that I wanted to hit. One of them is the fact that something I predicted earlier this year, and I'm absolutely right, and that is Avengers Endgame is going to be re-releasing in theaters, coinciding with Spider-Man Far From Home. Now they're re-releasing it with a little bit of extra unseen footage. Apparently there's some post-credit stuff that they're going to be doing, and to give a little extra goose to the box office. And the only reason they're really doing this, I mean, they're doing
we see,
it maybe to cross-promote
a lot of
with Spider-Man,
new and worthy
but the
iterations
real reason
on
they're doing
that,
this
I'd like to get your take on The Man in the High Castle.
That movie is just $45 million away from breaking the all-time
Amazon
worldwide
has
record
done,
that Avatar
putting that onto the screen, because that's certainly
which
the most prominent example.
Millions of dollars, but it's $45 million
well,
away.
You know,
that's why it's
you know,
going out
it,
back
it,
in theaters.
It was never sure.
I don't know it's not going to make that necessarily in America, but maybe worldwide
as a matter of fact,
push it just enough over the finish line.
I've just delivered a second novel to
to keep things in the theater,
which deals
just
with
long
America
enough to reach
in 1941
their
before Pearl Harbor.
Another piece of news which I find perplexing.
And at the time,
Jason Blum and
the America
Jim Lee
First
Curtis
Committee
were
was
taking pictures of themselves
huge,
and tweeting it
Charles
out. Going,
Lindbergh,
we're
the great pilot
course,
and national hero, was
ready
traveling the country making
movie,
speeches.
Which is great. I loved David Gordon
Roosevelt and the Jews
My
were trying to get us into the war, and then we should stay out.
Isn't that they're planning the movie? Isn't that they're planning
with,
on a
you know,
false
absolutely
shoot this year? It's supposed to start shooting in September.
And
it's not at all bothered
Pearl
by the
Harbor
fact that it has a 2020 release date, I'm assuming sometime
that
in October,
a country
very
that
similar
was
to what happened with the
Halloween movie
did last
in favor of fighting
I'm
World
all for
War
that,
II.
And I
you
love
know,
the fact that Jason Blum is following the 80s slasher business plan of cranking them out with short schedules and small budgets.
Yeah, it's very easy to see that
a series
go through
just a couple years, which is
great.
And that's exactly how movies like Halloween and Friday the 13th did so well in the 80s in the
Germany,
first place.
Japan, and Italy.
My biggest beef is everyone's calling it Halloween 2.
Might never have gotten
it's not Halloween 2. This last
Britain
Halloween was
isolated.
A direct sequel to Halloween.
Russia
that makes this last movie,
ropes,
if anything,
and,
Halloween
and
2. And is this one going to be Halloween 3?
Hitler, as unlikely
figure out how you're gonna
his quest for power
or,
was to begin with because
Halloween.
Of the laxity of the,
say,
of the allies
Halloween.
In the lead-up to World War
and
II
just call it
could
Halloween
have triumphed and essentially
because
been
at this point, the
leader of the world.
Are
it's
so insane with their titling.
It was certainly a possibility. And I think something that people forget is that, in retrospect, it all seems inevitable.
The next piece of news I think is interesting that's coming out is that Suzanne Collins is
came out of World War II,
already
we think
in
to
the works of
well,
writing
of
a new Hunger Games
on
movie,
and of course we were
which
succeed,
takes
but,
place, I think it's around the 10th Hunger
no
Games, so it's
guaranteed.
Well earlier
well, one of the things
than
I
Katniss Everdeen
the book,
exists.
Which of course is a thriller.
So
it's
you're not
going to
get Jennifer Lawrence in the movie, and I don't think you would have gotten anyways. I think she would have been like, look guys, I fulfilled my contract on that,
and
I'm done.
Britain.
I mean, thank you, it was great, and it helped me to superstar him, but I got other things
all the way, you know, he would have.
And it's the same reason why she got out of the X-Men
movies.
I mean, that was great for her to be
the
X-Men first
really
class,
for ideological
but she's done with it. She wants to move
Union
on. And maybe
and
you'll see her in
himself.
Another superhero movie. But
and
you're not going to see her in
the
new Hunger
choice
Games.
That he easily
this
could have made in the opposite
prequel.
Direction.
And it reminds
and
me a lot
the US
of what's going on with the Harry Potter universe
film.
Now, of course, a lot of this is just because they want to generate
which
more money.
Would
apparently,
probably have been
Suzanne Collins bought
take a look
a
at
new
a single spy
or a new car
William
or needs to make a payment on
something. He is the author of that book, A Fine
Cash.
Work of Historical Fiction.
And that's fine.
Mr. Christie, thank you so much for being with us today.
I'm
thank
all
you very
for
much
it.
For
if
having
I wrote the Hunger
you're
Games,
listening to Now It's the News.
Already.
I'm Derek Blair.
But here's my prediction on this one. It's going to be very similar to the Fantastic Beasts movies that have had diminishing returns. The first Fantastic Beasts did well.
So you sit down
overseas,
and do your budget,
okay,
and you look at all your monthly costs and your
as
bills and your income,
movies.
And it seems
and
like there's never
one, the Crimes
quite
of Grindelwald,
enough.
That one
you
also
know what would really help. Finding $500 a month
America.
To help
actually,
balance things out. That
America,
is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family
movie,
when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make
you're
sitting down
to
do a monthly budget a lot more fun.
That sound means it's time
$500
to
a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to.
Which opens 855-90-BIBLE.
That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Who's excited to see the banana split?
Mike Ewan here. Let's change the subject. Are you an employee or employer?
I'll cancel the show.
What? A manager, a salesperson? Need help navigating the world we all
put on your
happiest
faces because the banana split show is about to begin. Now the show can go on forever and ever.
This isn't about the latest film.
I remember the banana splits when I was a little kid. It was an early 70s cartoon, this sort of wrap around
full circle
variety show thing that
let's get passionate
not
about
quite
our business,
as psychedelic
our career,
as
and
the
success.
Sid Marty Krofft
let's
stuff,
not reinvent
like
the wheel.
Puff and stuff or anything
let's
like that.
Draw on
but
what's
it was still
worked for some of the most successful employees and employers in America.
And almost like a,
our
like
next event, The Days
Inn
in Grayling, Michigan, July 16th. Reserve
short
your seating at TalkMyQ.com or call
616-405. 34 pretty terrible, 20. But kind of cool.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
I remember they actually had the find the right person them, to stay in the critical role in your company, around
trying
running
to
around
attract
Kings
and retain
Island,
millennials,
is,
retail personnel.
Within driving distance, I go to Kings Island every year.
Located in Lebanon, New Jersey.
And I remember going there in the 70s. And
ASA certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm.
It showed up in a lot of stuff.
Everything from temporary to permanent
employees.
As ASA certified professionals,
the difference is with this one is this is going to be a monster movie. This is a scary film.
And present
they're
to you
basically
the
making the banana splits
result,
like a Five Nights at Freddy's movie,
in the shortest
where
time
the
with
giant puppet-type creatures attack
so call
people and kill
today
them, and it turns into a horror movie, which has me fascinated. Because this stuff kind of was a horror movie at the beginning. I mean, if you look at
this
Bingo Flegel, Drooper,
Power
and Snort,
planner,
these were monstrous, nightmare-fueled
Americans
creatures
believe they should be
that
in charge
were in
of their own future,
that
how they would
any
live
child
tomorrow.
Saw on the street,
since 1894,
they would run
Ameriprise Financial
parents.
Has worked for their clients' futures,
like I said,
helping
the idea
millions
of
Americans
Five Nights at Freddy's movies has always intrigued a lot of fanboys, and I think it could be cool. This might be a nice way to dip your toe into it and see how well it does work.
Today, Patent Heidi and Associates, a financial advisory practice.
The next one I want to hit really quickly is Good Boys, which opens on August 16th.
True
I'm
business.
Having a party tomorrow. You in?
Yes.
Can Thor
we
Locust come? You're so random.
They're my best friends. We get everything together. There's going
to
be girls at the party. You know what that means?
Drama. Pat and Heidi and Associates
kissing.
Will work with
you.
You
do not
want to
go to Thor's party not knowing how to kiss.
We can spy on my neighbor. She's a total nymphomaniac.
She starts fires.
Office
is located at their teeny team.
I respect women. My mom.
And
my best
friend. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, and SIPC.
Superbad was funny, but some of these movies can get kind of, I don't know, a nihilistic, or I don't appreciate some of them, even when I was a kid, you know.
Did
stuff like
know,
what was the one
the
wildlife Chamber or something like that?
I've
never been
active
wild on these. The one reason I think
from
this
focus
might
on
be kind of fun
government
is because
to economic
kids
development
are actually way
like
too young, and everything
expo.
That seems to be happening
the
around them,
for more
they have no
today,
idea what it is. And it's them in these inappropriate situations, but literally not have enough experience, which I think plays to the comedy better, as opposed to having like that movie mid-90s that came out last year where you got this 11 or 12-year-old that's talking about doing extremely inappropriate stuff. So, anyways, I'm looking forward to that one. This one could be funny, but who knows? Dog is really shit everywhere.
And now,
and that's it for
it's the news.
I need a little break. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about Child's Play and
You're listening to Now It's
So
the
you
news.
Sit down and do your budget, and you look at all
we're
your monthly costs and your
Tommy
bills
Caldwell,
and your income, and it seems like there's
the
never
push,
quite
and
enough.
Is the legendary
you know
rock
what would
climber,
really help, finding $500
climb,
a month to help balance
Dawn
things out.
Of
that is
Capitan.
The typical savings, $500
Tommy,
a month
thank you
for
so
a family
much for being here.
When you switch to Medishare for your health care.
So
and when it comes to health care sharing ministries,
several
Medishare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members.
Seen it in
it's been around
and
so long and grown so much because
the
it works.
Of this
and whether you're single
monument,
or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or pay back loans, whatever. So join Medishare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They're incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE.
855-90-BIBLE. And most people that are climbers, they look up at that.
Thank you,
Amir. Let's
change the subject. Are you an employee or an employer? A coach? A negotiator? A manager? A salesperson? Need help navigating this new world we all find ourselves in?
It's 3,000 feet.
Learn from more than two decades of direct management and negotiating experience
and
a professor of business management. Politics? You betcha. Understanding the politics of business
if you
is crucial
your,
to your success.
Your
this isn't
wall
about the latest
the gym,
fad. It's about
tried
and true, process-driven victories,
that extend from
management
the side
by measurement,
and,
full circle
that
documented
by about,
communications.
Oh, 100
let's
times
get passionate about our business, our career, and success. Let's not reinvent the wheel.
You know, many,
let's draw on what's worked for some of the most successful employees and employers in America. Our next event, the Days in Grayling, Michigan, July 6th. 16th. Reserve
your
seat at talkmyq.com or call
616-405-3420. My dad was a mountain guide. I started climbing when I was 3 years old.
It wasn't really, really you know, back then it wasn't something we did as a family. Honestly, we were kind of outliers in that way.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I remember that, rock climbing sort of like coming up in the last 20 years or so, but your experience
if your business
in terms
organization
of your family
wants to get engaged,
predates that.
Contact the chamber today.
Yeah, yeah, when I was, you know, out at the climbing areas as a kid, most of the other people were like these big bearded, scruffy men, you know, like having little kids at the crag was very strange.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, 100inchamberradio.com. Brought to you by 100in County Chamber
So your dad
the
was
voice
an
business.
Early adventure parent.
This is Tony Clark.
Yeah, he was a visionary. Sure.
Wow.
Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow.
To aspire.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want,
when I was a teenager, I started doing climbing competitions.
Today, Pat and Heidi and Associates, the financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first.
So I never really saw that as my future. But I was, you know,
put the strength
of
a leader in retirement planning to work for
you
through personal one-to-one relationship.
When companies started to realize that it was advantageous to have people representing their gear, I was like one of the first people to do that. So I just kind of fell into it organically. It wasn't really something I could aspire to.
Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey.
He was the
investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
That particular challenge.
I'm Andy Ross.
You prepare
I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber.
LCAP has, you know, 100 different routes on it, and
to get their feedback on their chamber,
you know, 30 different free climbs.
Make them feel more at home with the chamber.
You have to know a little bit about climbing, but the free climbing, you're basically climbing with ropes, but you're actually climbing the rock. So there's, I think, 15 different routes. So I did all these existing routes that look possible from afar, like a climber can look up there and imagine a way to climb them because you're following these crack systems or these sort of weaknesses in the wall. The Dawn Wall was different. It looks blank. It doesn't look
and
like
welcome
there's
back
anything
to Fat
to
Guys
hold
at
on
the Movies
to.
With
and,
Kevin Carr.
So much we
are going to jump right into
knew,
the
when you get
movie
close,
reviews
these tiny
with
little
a
edges,
scary
and
movie.
If you train yourself just right, you
I always
can learn
think it's
to
funny that they have
them
scary movies and
together.
Horror movies come out in the summer. To me, horror movie time is October. That is the fall.
But
October
so was most
when
of
you
it
have horror
just
planning.
And
I love
out,
horror movies, and I'd love to
out.
See horror movies come out year round, and they kind of
there
do.
Was about a year of
but generally
finding
when the horror
the route,
come out
you know,
in
taking these big long
route
ropes and descending
and,
down
you know,
the wall and swinging back and forth
for
and looking for the holes. Like,
and I think the reason for that is that's not a big box office time for new movies, so a lot of smaller, low budget, fringe movies and limited audience.
6 years after that was
that's when those are going to come out. That's when you're going to start seeing stuff.
Actual
movies. Horror movies work at that time because
very much like a gymnastics
the horror
routine
movie
or something
market
where
tends
to
be
successful you have to execute it perfectly
age,
so you're doing a lot of hanging
20s,
on ropes
where they're
the
not
moves,
having to worry about
and then the performance
necessarily
that
they don't worry about going to school the next day or they just don't care because they can make
really
those own,
made
their own
big
decisions
news.
You know kids movies
wow.
don't do as well
and then
in January
what was the
kids
process
school,
like itself like
but for some reason horror movies are coming out this summer
how long did it take you and
got the next Annabelle movie coming out next week another cursed doll movie. Before that,
or,
we've got Child's Play.
Or Terror,
the
for
remake,
that matter, for someone
which is out this weekend.
As an experienced climber as you.
This reboot
yeah, there
of
was,
the
there
doll
was all those.
Franchise
I mean, the final 19 days was just incredibly dramatic. I had trained so hard for it that
it
I was quite ready.
Dangerous.
Like, I went there in the best shape of my life. And,
Andy,
you know,
if you know
made
something,
quick work of most of the
you
climbing.
Better tell
climbing
me.
Partner,
something's
on the other
wrong
hand,
with Chucky.
It wasn't an experience.
Buddy can connect to and control all of your failing powers.
Chucky is a toy. He could be anywhere.
Welcome to
Gasoline
Cars.
Oh,
we have to stop
bail
him.
Bail on his partner and doesn't talk about him. And it really became this big testament to, like, brotherhood. And,
I remember when the first Child's Play came out.
And,
I saw it.
Incredibly,
we
cool
went some
experience.
I think
well,
it was on a
fantastic.
Sunday night.
I'm so glad you
and
had a chance.
What's weird is I was tempted
to
go to the
and
exact same theater that
away here
I saw it back
to go
in
and
the
buy the book.
Because
it's the push.
It's still open. It's been remodeled and refurbished.
Thank you for doing what you do.
But
and
I do remember
an inspiration for
which movie
for
theater I saw
that.
And
far
it was
beyond
it was a passable horror
Caldwell
movie. It was it, it wasn't anything that really like broke any records or made a huge splash when it happened.
Strange news of the
week. Just it was such a great
Florida police
killer
say a man
doll
was arrested
move.
For misuse of 911 after allegedly
seeing those
calling the emergency
college.
Number
and
the
enjoying those, and then they went camping with the Bride of Chucky in this
drink with
Chucky movie
in Fort Pierce, Florida. Police were called to a home
of Chucky and then the Cult of Chucky for
domestic
home video versions that were all consistent with that original
James Collins
series that was originally created by Tom Holland when
made the call.
He made that first
bearing
movie
intoxicated.
Back in the late 80s.
The man stated
they decided
that his neighbors
reboot
were
it, and,
being mean.
I remember when that happened. The first thing, everyone rolls their eyes, including
Collins
me.
Was celebrating
rolls their eyes
his
and goes, do you really need to do
birthday
this? And I did back off and I said, you know, maybe they could do something fun
time,
with it. Because
about 30 minutes later,
I am okay with remaking
complaint.
A movie if
he was arrested
either,
on
you know,
charges of disorderly intoxication
franchise,
and misuse.
Or you can look at it from a different perspective. Or if there's something you could achieve special effects-wise and cinematically that you weren't able to achieve.
I'm Derek Blair.
In the first movie, absolutely remake it. And, you know, just like working with more modern sensibilities. A great example is The Thing. You know, they couldn't do the original story.
I'm Wolf Blitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
But when John Carpenter did it in the 80s, he was able to do that and give the John W. Campbell version of The Thing. Same thing with Invasion of the Body Snatchers. They went from a small town to a large city like San Francisco. And, you know, politically and culturally, the world was in a different place in that 20-plus year difference. But it really worked. The problem with the Chucky in this movie is, first of all,
your windows
I love Mark
Hamill.
I think he does
do
a great
it
job.
Right. Call your local neighborhood
but
experts.
He's not
budget
given
line.
Enough stuff
he'll
to
get
really
beautiful style and personalized service for every budget.
In the original
we bring
movie.
The showroom
the
right
movie,
to your home
the doll
so you can choose from hundreds
of
blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button.
And there's also a really
budget lines, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy.
Here's
the reason why budget blinds is the number one provider
pure
of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget,
and in this movie,
we
they
really mean it.
Stuff, and I'm
so let's
like
get
said,
your
okay
home
you
a whole lot
you
gorgeous. Get your free consultation
and
right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only, ask for details.
Movie where he's got like a little family back home of foster kids, and the worst part about this movie is it has nothing to do with any sort of possession of a
Food and Drug Administration announced on Friday that the new legal age requirements of 21 years old for purchasing tobacco products has gone into effect immediately. Dr. Michael Ong tells Fox News.
That's like in the first scene, quite literally the first scene they show them disabling the safety protocol. So that's why this doll is having problems.
What is the leading preventable cause?
Well, first of all, that's a lame idea, and it
country.
Doesn't give you any sort
emergency
of
crews remain on the scene of an explosion that injured about a dozen people at a Beechcraft airplane plant in Wichita, Kansas.
Which is absurd anyways,
authorities
because
believe a
the
nitrogen
kid's house
tank exploded,
for some reason
and that
this kid's poor because his mother's
to
divorced
collapse.
Or his dad's
officials
dead or something
are preparing
like that,
for the big New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. Today, crews installed 192 sparkling water for crystals on
the
ball that will drop at midnight. And you're listening to USA Radio.
So desperately trying
if you
to
owe
$10,000
or more to the IRS and you cannot
stuff,
afford to make payments to
the
IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program.
This
and
would
if
have
you
been
qualify,
better if they
you won't make
Chucky
any
all,
payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted
nuts.
Into this program,
that
the IRS is forced
for
to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. I'm going to burn through this next one because I don't have much time. This is hot. Luc Besson directs this high action thriller
and
about
now,
a beautiful woman
it's
who also happens to be one of the greatest international assassins of all time.
What was the nature of your relationship with Oleg Filmkov?
You entered his little
hotel at 1:37 p.m.
You're listening to Now It's the News.
Anything suspicious?
I'm Eric Blair. We're speaking today with David Hogan. The author of
Can't you look at the hotel security covers?
Life and Takes death raised. In Colorado.
River.
It's like we're dealing with pros.
David Owen,
your next car to get this in Paris.
Well, thank you.
There'll be no backup.
So my first question
Any
is,
questions?
Are Owens evil?
Which room?
Because we're all
hearing
about
this one. It was not screened.
How much water?
I kind of want to see it. I like Luc Besson's work. He certainly has this fetish
for what's the deal with that?
Strong women beating the heck out of all these people in international locations. I mean, you
saw get rid of golf, let's get rid of almonds, let's stop shipping hay to China. But the water issues are much more,
the only thing
that
I think he would have liked better in the Taken movies.
There's no simple little
sort of
trick that you can pull out of your hat to make it all go away.
This looks interesting. It looks like a fun throwaway action.
And
Luc Besson's
I like
good for this
I love
of
almonds
stuff.
Too. I just
I gotta say it.
Frankly,
sucks
I think almond flour
never
is
showed
a fantastic
it to
alternative
but even though
to,
I have to say
regular flour,
sucks,
and
it
I love
like
munching on them, and I just wouldn't want to give them up.
Sucks.
So I'm very glad to hear that. If not issuing
that's
almonds,
it for the segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be
do?
Talking
I mean,
about the other
are we at the point where we are running out of drinkable water, especially when, although this year, California has had its cup runneth over, literally. We had so many years of drought, and that seems
right.
to be
what
happens more
experts.
Often than not,
budget
especially
lines.
In the West.
You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget.
We
bring the
we
showroom
to
right to your home, so you can choose
have,
from hundreds
of
blinds,
and
shades,
we're not,
shutters,
we're
and drapes. Plus
we're,
smart home window coverings
we're
you can control
with
the touch of a button. And with budget lines,
we do
it all
our water than we have
just sit back, relax. Enjoy.
The Colorado
the
River is interesting because we use it up entirely. It doesn't get all the way to the end anymore.
North America. When we say we have style
in the West,
and service for
that's
every
a big,
budget,
that's a,
we
it's
really
a big deal.
Mean it.
The health of the Colorado
so
is the health of the West, and the health
gorgeous.
Of the West is really the health of the country.
Get your free consultation right at home.
So,
just go online
to something we have to deal with. That river, you know, that one river, it's not a huge river. It's 1,000 miles shorter than the Mississippi.
Budget lines for your free
the Mississippi carries the entire annual flow of the Colorado River. Every couple of weeks.
And, operated franchise
and yet the Colorado
as for
River
details.
Supports almost, supplies water to almost 40 million people. It irrigates 6 million
USA
acres of agriculture. So when the Colorado's in trouble,
Food and Drug Administration announced on
the
Friday
West is in trouble, and when the West is in trouble, we're in trouble. If you eat your fruits and vegetables during the winter, as I'm sure you do, you're
Michael
eating fruits
Ong
and vegetables that come
News.
From...
I think that
farmland was irrigated with water from the Colorado River.
For tobacco sales,
so even far
step.
Away,
it's not a sufficient step in terms of
we,
what is the leading preventable cause of
something
death,
that we depend on
in the country.
So is that
emergency
the big
crews
strain
remain on the scene of an explosion
the Colorado
that injured
River
about a dozen people at a Beechcraft airplane plant
I mean,
in Wichita, Kansas.
Drinking water? I would assume
believe
that it would,
a nitrogen tank exploded, and
that
caused part of the building to collapse. Officials are preparing for the big New Year's Eve celebration in Times Square. Where today,
yeah, it's always agriculture. In the Colorado River Basin, it's at least 80% of the water
midnight.
Goes to irrigating farmland,
to
and the largest
Radio
single
News.
User is the Imperial
if
Valley
you $10,000
in California.
To the IRS
if
and you cannot
if
afford to make payments
people
to the
who are at Coachella
IRS,
right now, the others, on the other side of the Salton Sea is the Imperial Valley. Coachella also, that irrigation district also gets water from the Colorado.
Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities.
For example,
no
the state of Colorado.
Phone calls, no wage garnishments,
people
no
who
bank
live
levies,
west of the mountains,
no more monthly
sort of
payments to the IRS.
People who live east of the mountains are stealing
down.
Their water
it's
from
the most
carrying it over the Continental Divide. But
IRS
Denver
nightmare.
Uses maybe 2% of the state's water. Most of what gets used is used
to irrigate consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program.
How do we deal with that problem?
Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program.
Is it a matter of just picking and choosing?
Now
where
at
to
800-547-4804.
Have the farmland? Because,
that's
800-547-4804.
Again,
great food comes 800-547-4804. From there, but the Imperial Valley really the best possible place to be irrigating?
You know, it seems insane. And what I initially, because you look at, if you look at the pictures of of what that area is like if it's not irrigated. It's just desert. I mean, it's light brown.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr.
But there are actually a lot of advantages to growing things in a place like
that. I think everyone realizes.
When I went to visit a farmer in the Imperial Valley, and it happened to rain a little bit that morning, and I said, well, you know, maybe I'm good luck. I'm doing my part
in the box office on fire.
In the California drought. And he said, you know, we don't really like rain around here.
I don't think it's going to change for 2024.
The reason is because it throws off all their planning. And he showed me he had this stack the size of an unabridged dictionary of his planting schedules for his 3,000 acres of farmland. And he knew to the day.
Forky is the most important toy to Bonnie right now. We all have to make sure nothing happens to him.
When he was going to send them,
we have a situation.
When he was going to harvest them,
I am not a toy. I was made for soup,
so
salad, maybe chili, and then the trash.
Over the acreage. And you don't do that in the Midwest, where a single big storm can wipe out everything.
Why am I alive? You're Bonnie's toy. You are going to help create happy memories that will last for the rest of her life.
When you harvest it,
there's several ways to look at this movie. One of them is just
and because
the
it's so warm, they get more than one crop.
Computer-generated
graphics in a season.
In this movie
so
are
it's
jaw-dropping. Pixar has gotten so good at this.
There are a lot of advantages
if you didn't
to
know
growing
it was
things
all
in a desert as long
CGI,
as you can get the water there.
It would be hard
so,
to discern reality
that's what the issue is there.
The movie starts off, it's raining,
and
it looks like
fresh fruit,
real rain.
Fresh foods.
And for anyone who knows anything about animation,
things,
rain and water
where we live,
and fire, those are the things
we depend on
that
places
have
like
always
that,
been very difficult
sure.
to
We're speaking with David Owen. He is the author
of
Where the Water Goes, Life and Death along
the
Colorado River.
They nail the water in this stuff.
We've seen a lot
of
high-profile
confrontations. And then you go back and look at the original Toy Story, which, if you recall, was the very first full-feature-length CGI animated movie.
Why are we seeing this come to
the fore right now? And that thing looks like it's done on a home computer. I mean, there's some stuff that looks really cool
you know,
in there, and
there's
still some
sort of
textures
general,
that are neat. But gosh,
I think in the West,
like
especially,
the dog,
there's a kind of
the next door neighbor's dog.
An animosity toward
that thing looks
anything
goofy as all
that looks
get
like
out. That doesn't
even
look real
control,
at all. They've got a cat in this movie.
Federal intervention.
And if you didn't know that cat was
you see that in,
a CGI
you see that among
cat,
water users, too. At the same time, among water users, the entire infrastructural network that carries water from the Colorado River to farmland in the Imperial Valley to water users in California and Arizona,
so the animation
in,
that Pixar
in Utah
has achieved
carries
in the last
in
25
cases,
years is just
hundreds of miles
phenomenal.
from the river.
So it looks
none
beautiful.
Of that would exist without
when it comes
the federal
to
government.
A Disney
Hoover Dam is
it's
the big,
got the heart.
Is the big
it's got
sort
the
of poster child
all that
federal
stuff you
project
want
that
is in
made.
You've got Woody trying to do the right thing.
Made a number
the
of
town,
these
trying to keep everything
interventions possible.
Safe and everything good.
It was farmers in California who initially called for the construction of the Hoover Dam because their problem then was not,
you've got
it was not getting enough water. It was the fact that they had to deal with too much.
You know,
when the Colorado was a wild river, it would periodically flood across their fields
and
bury them under silt. And those farmers wanted a dam that would, in the river, that would make it possible to control the flow of the water and protect their farmland. So there's other parts of the country, too. People who irrigate with groundwater, farmers who irrigate with groundwater, usually it's because of the rural electrification, a federal program that in the 1930s brought electric power to places that
it
was not economical to bring it otherwise. And it was that electric power that enabled farmers to tap groundwater under their fields and irrigate. You see, when you fly across the country and you see the big round green circles, those are center pivot irrigated fields. And right in the center of that circle is a well that taps
out of the box stuff.
Underlying groundwater.
And also,
and
they do take the toys
without
somewhere different.
A major
than we
federal
have
investment,
seen.
None of that would exist.
The struggle
either.
Is how do you get them out of
and I thought it was the aliens all this time.
It looks like it.
Especially
like
from
they're
this.
Not just insane
you never know. The truth
that
might be out there.
By demons.
You're listening
but
to Now It's the News. I'm Derek Blair.
It's not as good as another thing. And I remember when Toy Story 3 came out, I remember thinking, oh, how are they going to do that? How are they going to get as good as Toy Story 1 and 2? Because those were so good. And they did it. You know, they did the first Toy Story, and it's such a wonderful movie. And then they did a sequel, and you're like, wow, they kind of... They rolled the dice and they won the crapshoot. They got
I'm Will Blitzer in the Situation Room, and you're listening to Now It's the News with Derek Blair.
That still is a great movie. Toy Story 3 is beautiful and heartbreaking and tender. It's as good as the other two. this one just isn't. And that's not in a bad way. It's not like it's subpar. It's just subpar for Toy Story movies because you expect perfection. But it's not perfection.
American investors lost $3.7 trillion of net worth in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequence of returns risk, and it's a risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help you get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234.
Investment advisory services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC, and SEC-registered investment advisory firm.
Let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234. 866-913-1234. Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in a critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staff solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm, providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent in the Zoe result, access to top talent in the shortest time, so they may live on. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-544-8113.
My husband is a great man, Mr. Hackman. He deserves to be remembered as a great man.
It's a strange profession you have, isn't it, Ellen? You take people's lives, make lies out of them.
Deletion confirmed.
You do have something that I need, though.
What could I possibly handle you on?
I take sands and clean. Bannister's implant is evidence.
I've always been fascinated by the idea of memory and that sort of thing. And government to economic one of the things this thing like does unflinchingly is it questions today the validity of real memories and how we remember things info at versus what really happened. And they play around with that a lot. More in this than they ever do in Black Mirror. Black Mirror uses that implant technology, and it pervades, I'd say, at least a third of their shows. You have some sort of implant or recording device that you can project and enter into.
And now, it's the news!
But this one kind of predates it. It's from 2004.
We're speaking with David Owen. He's the author of Where the Water Goes, Life and Death,
low-key role. This is at the
Colorado
time.
River.
He was in the late 90s, early 2000s. He was really trying to do some different things. That's when he was doing stuff like One-Hour Photo and Insomnia. He was trying to do darker pieces and more contemplative.
A slogan
straight up drama. And while this is science fiction, because of the
if it's yellow, let it mellow. If it's brown, flush it down.
It's still a straight up drama.
And that was part of a water conservation program.
I also forgot how much of a slow burn this was.
Also
was. And let me warn you, if you're going to go see this, I fully recommend seeing it, but know that it's
also under Governor Jerry Brown.
Know that if you're going to be watching it at 3 in the morning, you may doze off, because it's very slow and it's very deliberate, but it's fascinating.
Or what is the larger structural solution to this problem?
It presents some of these really fascinating ideas.
More complicated than it seems like before you look into it.
Also,
I can use the example of Las Vegas, where something like 93% of water that goes down a drain gets used again. It goes into its process, it's recycled, and it's used again. So if you flush water down the drain, you're not losing it. It's going into the system. If you put it on your yard, it's leaving the system until it's reemerged someplace as rain somewhere else. So in Las Vegas, which has some of the most stringent conservation rules in the country, they don't really care whether you let it mellow or
flush
it down
before you flush it, because it doesn't, you know, they want you to flush it because they can use it again. What they don't want you to do is to put it in your yard. It's a tricky business, and there's a lot of moving parts, and it's hard to, that's why, you know, simply allowing almonds to go extinct would not
track it down,
wouldn't really get us anywhere.
Got it. So
certainly not killing golf.
That's it for the segment. I need to go to a break. When I come back, I'm going to be talking about the box office.
Well,
and
so my 20-minute shower, basically, okay. My golf course that I was planning in my backyard, not so okay.
Well,
that's the basic, it depends on what the what your municipality does with water.
American
if
investors
the water
lost $3.7 trillion of net worth
the
in the fourth quarter of 2018. When your portfolio's value decreases right before
water,
or early in your retirement, it can have a crippling effect. It's called sequencing returns,
a
risk you simply cannot afford. We're Sound Income Strategies, and we're on a mission to help hardworking Americans transform their hard-earned savings into steady, predictable retirement income. Call now for free, no-obligation information to help
you
get started on your way to steady, predictable retirement income. Call
866-913-1234,
866-913-1234.
Why are we using water for that?
Services offered through Sound Income Strategies, LLC.
At the same time,
let's transform that risk into income. Call 866-913-1234.
866-913-1234.
Sound Income Strategies, powered by the Retirement Income Store.
Amazing.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunter and Chamber Radio. Brought to you,
David Owen. I feel like you and I are trying to
the voice of business
solve a Rubik's Cube over the air, where one of us is blindfolded. It's probably the one with the actual Rubik's Cube. But it's an important problem to approach, because otherwise we're going to be pretty thirsty at the end of all of it. We've been speaking with David Owen. He is the author of Where the Water Goes, Life and Death, along the Colorado River. David, thank you so much for being here.
Listen to Home Sweet Home with me.
Oh, thank you.
Bailey Inspector with Grass Pack Home Inspections.
I'm Derek Blair. And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Past Man Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement, the attic, and everything in between.
Now it's the news. You can even call
us
at
908-237-0410
during our radio program about our home improvement project.
When we hear the story
remember,
of the founding
Home Sweet Home,
of this
every Friday
nation,
at 11.
We often think that we think back to fairly well-to-do white men, but that doesn't tell the entire story of how this country was founded, and you've investigated a few cases that
when
don't fit in with
most,
the traditional narrative.
Our award-winning team of
that's
emergency
right, including
physicians
some women
and nurses
and some minorities.
Provide sophisticated
there were a lot of people who participated in our nation's founding and played a key role
superior
either in the drafting of the Constitution
at a moment's
or
notice,
in its ratification
in
or in important discussions that surrounded those things. That really need to be told. These stories are an important part of our history, and they tell us a lot about our time, more than we might realize. That's why I wrote this book, Written Out of History.
And welcome back to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. We're going to start out this segment by going right into the box office.
John Adams.
We'll talk about last week, which was a disappointing week for Hollywood. Everyone cried a tear for Hollywood. Hollywood didn't make as much money as they wanted to last week.
She and John Adams were quite close.
The big stumbles were in every single movie that opened.
During the ratification
Men in Black International, it topped, but it topped with only $30
million,
which is really disappointing. It's nowhere near the money that even the first one,
explaining that it could result in a sort of monarchy,
which came
in miniature,
out 20 years ago. So
the concentration
this is not good for the franchise. I don't know if it's because it doesn't have
that
Will Smith
erode individual
in it.
Liberty.
I don't know if it's because
resulting in
it's a
some
concept
of the same
that seems sort of very retro 90s.
Followed the American
even when
people
the third
prior to
one
the
came out. It
now,
did not
she and
do
John
great.
Adams almost
if you
became
recall,
bitter enemies
it did
over
well
this.
Enough,
they had this lengthy
and I think a lot of
exchange
that
of letters.
Having
they were quite
Will Smith
that went
in the film,
years.
I mean, that certainly was a big deal.
The end of
but
their
if you
lives,
recall,
they were able to
it was the lowest grossing movie
and,
of
but
the three.
Words of Mercy
and that's not even factoring inflation
ages,
price. When you factor in inflation price, it's like less than half of what the first movie made. And Men in Black International, it may not even get to $100 million, which is kind of awful for this series. And yes, International may very well save Men in Black International from being lost, but this is not rebooting the franchise as they thought. I think it goes back to the whole thing of saying, was it necessary? Nobody out there was clamoring for a Men in Black movie. In fact, the only time I ever heard any sort of interest for another Men in Black movie was when there was the suggestion that they were going to do a 21 Jump Street Men in Black crossover, and then everyone was like, that might be kind of fun. But nobody wanted just another one with Thor and Valkyrie.
Yes, there's much
so no one
more
asked
to Aaron Burr than meets
kind of
the eye, certainly more than what we're told about him
wasn't a
in
big
the Broadway
deal.
Hit.
And then Shaft really got shafted. It didn't even make $10 million.
Aaron Burr served as Vice President
for
of the United
such
States
an iconic
under
role.
Thomas Jefferson.
That really kind of floundered. Part of it is because it's been almost 20 years since the last Shaft movie. Anyways, maybe if they just kept making this and made just sort of this little modern black exploitation return, you could have done this, but that one didn't do well. And then The Dead Don't Die didn't even get into the top 10. It does kind of flop there, especially for a mainstream zom-com. So it was kind of a dreadful box office week, and everyone's expecting Toy Story 2 to make up for it. And it very well may.
During but which it's got to be Aaron movies that Burr people want to see.
I don't think people wanted to see a new Men in Black movie or a new Shaft movie for that matter. And even then, what they did with Men in Black and Shaft, they're like, well, let's take these things and we're going to change them. Should we call it Women in Black? And let's make a movie that kind of downplays all the coolness of Shaft that made Shaft cool in the 70s and make it more about female empowerment. That's not what a Shaft movie is about. Sorry. Sorry, female empowerment people.
Save his good name and even his life, because he would have been
this
executed.
This weekend,
had he been
Toy Story is
going
to win by how much?
But
I don't know.
It's a reminder to us
that
even a revered early president like Thomas Jefferson, the author of the Declaration of Independence himself, was still capable of bad things.
You're listening to Fat Guys at the Movies with Kevin Carr. That's how it means it's time to roll into the home cinema round.
That's why
this week I wanted
to
spotlight
the
Universal
Horror
Collection, Volume 1, which is not released by Universal, it's released by Shout Factory. Mainly because Shout Factory gobbles up the rights to a lot of these vintage releases, and that's wonderful, because this is a great little collection. What's neat about it is when you say Universal Horror Movies, that's the first thing you think of. Dracula, Frankenstein, you think of the Universal Monster.
And that if you're going to have a federation,
those were iconic, long-running series
that
spanned decades.
So that each
but Universal was doing a lot of other horror movies, especially back in the 30s, even though they weren't terribly in vogue. And especially as it starts moving into the 40s, you get gangster and film noir kind of taking over the more heavy-handed films, and the monster movies become a little more campy with, like, Frankenstein Meets the Wolfman, and much more for kids. But these ones from the 30s, they had a lot of them out there, and a lot of people forget about them. And there's a string of movies that Boris Karloff and Bela Lugosi starred in together,
and
they collect these in this box set. I'm going to talk about in specific the first two in the case, because they're the best ones there. The first one is The Black Cat. Bela Lugosi stars as a man whose family is trapped in a home with Boris Karloff, who plans to sacrifice them to the devil.
Do you have any idea what Sisyphus is?
Did you ever hear of Satan?
I think
the
it's a beverage,
the devil, the
something people drink in the morning, sometimes with grain, sometimes with sugar, but whatever kofifi is, I'm sure it's good. It's probably something that I, as a Mormon, can drink.
If well I'm not mistaken, he intends you to
Mike
play
Lee.
A part.
He is the author of Written Out of History, Forgotten Founder.
Well, my wife, Karen, and my daughter. Karen?
Thank you.
What do you mean?
This one, like the other ones, is very short. I think this one's like 61 minutes. I mean, it's like literally the length of the television. And that's okay. It's a fun little movie. It's quick. It's easy. It's limited sets. It's something that was clearly done on a budget. And while these guys were massive names as movie stars, it was still the 30s, and they were still kind of putting a lot of this together. This has a lot of
that's all
really
the time
cool
we have this week on Now It's the News. Now It's the News was created and produced
right
by Derek Blair.
Got,
for more information,
sacrifices.
Go to nowitsthenews.com.
Satanism
follow us on Twitter
about.
At
I mean,
Now It's the News. And until next
movie.
Week,
no, I mean,
remain
screen,
yours truly, Derek
but there's
Blair.
There's some disturbing stuff that goes on in this movie, especially for people that thought Frankenstein, when he threw a little girl in a lake, was terrifying. So this one's a really neat movie, and it's also kind of different.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guarantee quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
This one's a little bit longer by like 10
You're listening
minutes,
to WHCR-DB, 100 Chamber Radio.
It has as much to do with Edgar Allan Poe.
Brought to you
as
by the 100 County Chamber
most of
Commerce,
these
the voice
of Edgar
business.
Allan Poe. It's not about the Raven. It's not about Lenore.
By the
it's not about
Medical
this bird
Center.
Standing on the pallet bus
Medical
of the palace
Center was started
saying
by families
or like that.
For families.
It's just a
inside
jumping
our
off
circle
point
of care.
To show
we
the
offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists.
Because that seems to be more about what this movie is
your
about.
Your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service
well.
At 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
These are the two best ones in there. So this one totally rocks as well.
It rocks.
Excellent!
Now, when you get to the other two in here, now they do count
USA
because they're Karloff Lugosi
with Tim Burns,
and they also count because they are essentially harmed. These are at least fantastic.
California
the Invisible
on
Ray
to the plains
is
upper
a little
Midwest.
Bit of a weaker one.
The storm
that's,
closed
that, that
Interstate
well
5
known,
north of Los Angeles
it doesn't
on
have a whole lot
Day
to it, and it borders more on science fiction than horror.
Southern
it's really
California
a mad scientist
Las Vegas for a time
movie
on
at its heart.
This traveler
but
on Interstate 15 between Los Angeles and Las Vegas tells ABC News.
It's pretty bad out there. Like, once your wife breaks
full
blast,
to go down to the
you can't
jungles
even
of
see.
Africa
that's why I pulled in the gas station right now.
There's
as
a
that
plot
storm
device,
moves from
to
west to east, it could bring
this
up to a foot of
and
snow in the Rockies.
It
kind of
turns into one of those jungle adventure movies that you've got
in upper Midwest and bring rain, sleet, and snow
like
to that area.
To
a U.S. Special Forces soldier who died in Afghanistan this week was seizing a Taliban weapons cache when he was killed.
But yeah,
First Class Michael Globe was killed when his unit discovered an undisclosed amount of Taliban weapons and was clearing them out. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It has
now
a horror
you
movie
can
in the
fly
sense
anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at low cost.